Penguin Random House Audio presents Appeasement, Chamberlain, Churchill, and the Road to War by Tim Bouvary. Read for you by John Sessions.
Preface. Never again. The desire to avoid a Second World War was perhaps the most understandable and universal wish in history. More than 16.5 million people died during the First World War. The British lost 723,000. The French, 1.7 million. The Russians, 1.8 million. The British Empire, 230,000. The Germans, over 2 million. 20,000 British soldiers died on the first day of the Battle of the Somme, while the ossuary at Douaumont contains the bones of some 130,000 French and German soldiers, a mere sixth of those killed during the 302-day Battle of Verdun. Among the survivors, there was scarcely a soul that was not affected. Almost everyone had a father, husband, son, brother, cousin, fiancé, or friend, killed or maimed. When it was over, not even the victors could feel victorious. The cenotaph, unveiled on Whitehall on the 19th of June 1919, was no Arc de Triomphe, but a symbol of loss. Every Armistice Day, thousands of Britons shuffled past it in mournful silence, while on both sides of the Channel, schools, villages, towns, and railway stations commemorated friends and colleagues with their own memorials. In the years that followed, the mantra was as consistent as it was determined. Never again. But it did happen again. Despite the best of intentions and efforts aimed at both conciliation and deterrence, the British and French found themselves at war with the same adversary a mere 21 years after the war to end all wars. The purpose of this book is to contribute to our understanding of how this happened. The debate over appeasement, the attempt by Britain and France to avoid war by making reasonable concessions to German and Italian grievances during the 1930s, is as enduring as it is contentious. Condemned, on the one hand, as a moral and material disaster, responsible for the deadliest conflict in history, it has also been described as a noble idea, rooted in Christianity, courage, and common sense. Between these two polarities lies a mass of nuance, sub-arguments, and historical skirmishes. History is rarely clear-cut, and yet the so-called lessons of the period have been invoked by politicians and pundits, particularly in Britain and the United States, to justify a range of foreign interventions in Korea, Suez, Cuba, Vietnam, the Falklands, Kosovo, and Iraq, twice. While conversely, any attempt to reach an accord with a former antagonist is invariably compared with the infamous 1938 Munich Agreement. When I began researching this book in the spring of 2016, the spectre of Neville Chamberlain was being invoked by American conservatives as part of their campaign against President Obama's nuclear deal with Iran, while today the concept of appeasement is gaining new currency as the West struggles to respond to Russian revanchism and aggression.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?